Are you ready for some football?
Yeah.
6 games on the schedule tonight. Preseason action. The Washington football team hosting the Patriots after practicing together all week long. No Deshaun Jackson. Stepped on in practice during the walkthrough. No Pierre Garçon. No Ryan Clark. These dudes will all be sightseeing. Plus, look for very limited work from RG3. Maybe a series. Naptown hosting the Jets. I want to see what they do with Mike Vick. They're saying that he may end up doing like the Tebow thing for New York. We'll see. Don't look for luck for more than 3-4 passes, maybe one series as well. Brothers versus brothers, the 49ers at the Ravens, the Bengals at the Chiefs, the Champs at the Broncos, the Cowboys at the Chargers. Of course, don't look for Romo except for on the sidelines. Now, several sites are reporting that things went left between Strahan and Murphy back in January when Nicole flipped out and was put out of a Hollywood hotel where she suspected Michael was chilling with his boo. Now, maybe that's why she was chilling on the beach with Jim Jackson.
Yeah.
Makes sense now, huh? We talked about this yesterday. The number is $275,000. That's the lien on Deion Sanders' mansion for unpaid legal bills for Pilar. That's enough to want to sell that sucker to pay that.
Especially in Texas. That's a whole new house in Texas.
Man, you got to come up off of that. Former baller Darryl Dawkins told TMZ he's convinced that Stevie Wonder has been fooling the world and he can see. Why did he say this?
Why?
Because Stevie Wonder is the one who gave Darryl Dawkins his nickname, Chocolate Thunder. Now, how in the world would Stevie know if he had if he never saw him?
No. Are you agreeing with him, sir?
Well, I understand where he's going with this.
Come
is
on.
What I'm saying. You know, I'm sorry.
Hey,
D-Wade and Gabrielle Union's wedding day is just days away, but his ex, she's still making noise. She claims the judge is a groupie and should be removed. Now, her lawyer says that the judge introduced his wife to Wade and has some college students, including a friend's daughter, sitting in special seats to see D. Wade.
Uh-oh.
And that does seem like somewhat of a conflict to me. I don't know. Well, this wouldn't be the first judge removed. We do know the first judge removed himself from the case, so we'll have to see. Hey, it's being reported Big Greg Odom was arrested, according to WTHR-TV 13. Punched his girlfriend in the face.
Wow.
3:30 in the morning. It's
Why?
Alleged that he said, "I was wrong, and I know what has to happen."
Wow.
So he seems like
he's punch a girl in the face. You
especially Greg
how...
Odom. I mean,
right,
Odom.
You know,
he's like seven.
Huge.
What? He has to be 7'2".
Punched her in the face. Oh, that.
According to reports, man. I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's crazy. All right, Major League Baseball. We're still waiting for all these names to drop since the arrest of Anthony Bosch, the guy who ran that lab down in Miami, who supposedly gave drugs to all the ballers, all the baseball players. But we haven't heard any names drop yet, so we're waiting to see. But the worst part about this story is, you know, they're saying that he gave the drugs to high school students.
Crazy.
As well.
Stupid. Crazy.
He would sell to anybody. According to reports, that's the last. Subi Kim with the sports, straight from the streets.